Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, February 25th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Outlet Finance Weekly Community Call. Let's take a listen.
How's it going? Thank you so much for joining us. Let's just give everyone a moment here to kind of pile in as well as get started with our co-host here. One moment, please. How's everyone? Cool.
Hey, definitely.
Appreciate everyone joining. Looks like our guest is on. How's it going, Dankru?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. It's nice to chat. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, same. Nice to meet you. I have been around in your spaces. I don't know. I think it was like 4 or 5 weeks ago for the first time when you, I think, announced for the first time also the Terra thing with Anchor. But then, yeah, Fridays, you know, this time is not so good for me as a German. It's almost 10 p.m. and Fridays, usually I'm not around at home.
Yeah, man.
Join in here.
No, I appreciate you taking the time and everything and being with us. So
yeah,
awesome. Hang on. Yeah, let's get some more people in here. So hang on, we got to do the notification. Just one moment. Cool, everyone. So thank you so much for coming, those who are here with us today. I think we're gonna get some more people here in just a moment as we notify our app users here. But thank you so much, everyone, for joining. I'll just kind of jump into things for the sake of time. For those of you who are new here, Outlet Finance is essentially an application that helps you replace your bank account and get started with DeFi itself. Right now, we are a little bit of a centralized app, but throughout this call, we're going to explain some of the steps and precautions that we're kind of taking and measures and features we're shipping in order to fully become a non-custodial wallet that allows users to seamlessly get on direct deposit with us and do things like direct deposit right into Anchor Protocol. Really, that's going to be a huge feature for us. That's almost all you can almost do in the app today is, you know, deposit and treat it like a traditional savings account. But shortly coming in the coming weeks, we will be launching a lot of Terra related features and are making a really big shift to support the emerging decentralized economy that's popping up in the Terra community. And here we have today, hopefully I'm pronouncing everything correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, but Dankru. He is a member of the Terra Luna community, and essentially has been around for a while. I'll allow him to introduce himself, but he's well known in the community as, I'll call it, an alpha seeker, helping people kind of navigate the Terra ecosystem, figuring out unique ways to outpace the markets and come out, you know, on the other side still whole. So without further ado, I'll just let Dankru kind of introduce himself, and then we can kind of get started. And I would love to, you know, we can ask a couple questions and then get into more of an AMA style Twitter space.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, just go for Dankru. The R is just on top of that, but all good. And thank you for the introduction. Yeah, as you said, I've been around in the Terra community now for a long time. I have started like 6-7 months ago my YouTube channel, and around when Mirror Protocol version 2 started, because I was into, let's say, having different kind of flowchart. I just like to explain stuff. So, and then some people seemed to like it, so I kept with it. I even now quit my real job in the legacy system, and I'm doing this now full time, and I'm happy to be around a community member of the Terra Luna community, but I'm myself a big multi-chain fan. I'm a degen by definition, you would probably say, right? Being always trying to chase the newest innovation out there in DeFi on the different chains, be it on Cosmos, Osmosis, Solana, Avalanche, Terra, wherever that might be. And yeah, very excited to talk to you guys. Congratulations, right, for putting Outlet together. I'm always screening pretty close, kind of also the mainstream adoption of Terra. I think that's where the big game is for Terra long term, right? To have stablecoins used in the normal world, how I say it, so that my mother can go into the grocery store and buy some stuff. So I'm looking forward to hopefully you guys also going international. As yeah, I'm not in the US, I'm in Germany. So we are right now here waiting for more Euro stablecoins, but hopefully we see that also long term.
No, totally. And actually, while we're on the topic of spending, as some of you guys have seen, we are doing some teasers with exactly what you were mentioning, right? Spending stable coins as if it were just normal cash, you know, almost anywhere, quite frankly. MasterCard is like one of the most widely accessible card networks in the world. So it's literally everywhere. Essentially, you can also use it on ATMs and all types of different, you know, ways to get your cash back or cash out, essentially. So it's a unique app in that way, and definitely the first to ship. But you know what you're saying right there, right, is really important for those of you guys in the Terra community and those of you guys who are really just Outlet app users on this call, right? There's an ongoing theme here that this is really good for the Terra ecosystem, right? And I want to dive into a little bit, why is that? So, you know, maybe I can get you to explain a little bit more, Dankru. I'm sorry, man, I'm mispronouncing it. But maybe we can explain a little bit more why growing the market cap of UST and why UST, which is the stable coin of Terra, is so important for the Luna community.
Yeah, sure. So I think which got me so interested into this ecosystem is, as you said, the stable coins, right? Which are also pretty unique because some people maybe know there are USDC and USDT, which are still the biggest one, but those are centralized stable coins in terms of they put somewhere, hopefully, we don't know, a dollar down or other assets, and then they issued on the other side the stable coin, and the UST and other stablecoins in Terra are algorithmic stablecoins, right? So they're basically minted with a very interesting process, which is called signorage. So we have on the one side the Luna coin, which is just a normal volatile asset. And what you can do, and that's basically the whole ecosystem based on, so you can burn Luna in the amount of stablecoins you want to mint on the other side, and this is fixed. So let's say we have right now a price today of around one Luna is $70, so you could burn them and get exactly 70 UST, so the stablecoin in dollar. And on the other side, there is then arbitrages, right, that are taking benefit of sometimes it's overpacked, sometimes it's underpacked. And in that case, they could then burn those stablecoins and mint Luna on the other side. And probably pretty quick, people understand that usually other assets let's say Ethereum, Solana, whatever, right? It's more about how valuable the network is over time. So more people are putting value into that. So speculating on the price, that's why they go up in value. But for Luna, that's the case as well. But as I just explained, at the same time, there is just a lot of Luna burned, because if there is a need for more stable coins, Luna is burned independent from the demand of the Luna coin itself. That's why everybody in the ecosystem is so eager, of course, also to get more and more stable coins minted, because that is just good for everybody who is holding and believing in the ecosystem. Because even by with same demand for the Luna coin, the price has to go up because the supply is just disappearing. That's why you see also this very beautiful, let's say, community driving together into minting more stable coins, because everybody has the same interest, right? Everybody has invested in Luna and they know exactly the price will go up. So aligned incentives if more stable coins, so more use cases for stable coins are created. I hope that made it clear. Let me know.
I think it did, definitely, especially near the end right there. Too long, you know, didn't understand in this circumstance is basically more stable coins increases the more UST in circulation increases the par value of each Luna, which is the layer one asset of the Terra blockchain. So it is in this community's, you know, best interest to find ways to utilize these stable coins. And that's where something like Outlet becomes really interesting for this community specifically. So Outlet as an organization, right, has really tried to make normal people, I'm saying this word normal people by really just calling you guys, you know, non-crypto folks. You know, non-crypto native people to enjoy the benefits and reap the rewards that's happening in these decentralized economies. Outlet is now positioning itself to really allow these types of people to enjoy all of the benefits and rewards now, as we enter kind of this new decentralized phase of Outlet in form of these non-custodial wallets. So we really want to be the go-to on and off ramp for the Terra community, as well as, you know, those normal folks, quote unquote, who are just looking for an interest-killing, an inflation-killing account, a better place for their money. I think the list goes on and on as to why a normal person would want to use a product like Outlet. There's a massive difference between DeFi and TradFi right now. My next question is, right, or I guess on behalf of our community, is really, what do you think about Anchor Protocol? So a lot of our community members here are interested generally in Anchor. It's essentially, everyone is clear, Outlet will be integrating the full Anchor yield entirely. So essentially all Outlet users will be earning something like 19% plus yield within the app. Could you explain, maybe in your opinion or words, how Anchor Protocol works and why it's so good for the Luna community in itself?
Yeah, sure. Anchor Protocol is just an amazing promise in terms of creating 20% yield on a stablecoin. The UST is just amazing, right? I mean, if you explain that to somebody, they say, dude, that's not true, right? This cannot work. Where's the trick here? But so the whole idea of Anchor Protocol is, so we have assets out there like Luna, like Ethereum. Those are assets. I mean, Ethereum, it will be fully, but Luna it is, and Solana, they are proof of stake assets, meaning that they're L1 blockchains. And if you stake them to also secure the network, at the same time, you're getting rewarded with yield, right? So let's say it now for simple terms, we take just Luna into Anchor Protocol. And what you can now do with Luna on Anchor Protocol is that you can basically borrow against your asset, which is just typical money market stuff. Maybe people know Aave or so forth. So Anchor Protocol says this, you can bring your collateral, be it Luna, you can borrow against it. And the only thing that you can borrow against it is UST. And where is this UST coming from? Well, from people that are on the earn side, where you can get 20% on your UST. And now Anchor Protocol needs to somehow create those 20%. And it's taking it on the one side from the people that bring out the collateral, because as I said earlier, this collateral is yield bearing, right? So the staking rewards don't go now to people that usually would stake it on Terra Station, for example. They go now to Anchor Protocol. In the term of Luna, it's like around 10% right now, which is pretty good. And then, of course, on the borrow that is taken against your own collateral, also Anchor Protocol is taking an interest. And that interest is changing over time. And those two pieces together generate then the yield to pay out on the earn side. If that is not enough, then there is also yield reserve, which can be used in terms of that the protocol is not generating enough money. Long-term, the goal should be, of course, that the protocol is making money. If not, the reserve is taken then to pay out the 20% on the earn side. Just something to know, right now, the protocol is still pretty young. It's almost a year now old. So if you borrow against your collateral, there is the benefit that it's also paying out rewards and anchor tokens, so the governance token, which right now, and sounds ridiculous, but it's true, it's even higher than your interest rate on your borrow. So you're even getting paid for being a degen and bring your Luna and borrow against it. I mean, that changes over time, but that's the whole process, right? So there's collateral, it's yield bearing, goes to anchor. People that borrow against the collateral that they bring need to pay an interest in UST. And those two pieces together generate the yield to be paid out on the people that bring the UST on the earn side. Let me know, Pat, does that make sense?
I think that was beautifully said, to be honest with you. So similar to a traditional money market, right, where these assets are borrowed and lend, the difference is these assets have staking rewards, right? A big difference there, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the big benefit of DeFi in the end, right? That instead of holding just stocks, I mean, you could say also there are stocks that are paying dividends, which are a little bit yield bearing, right? But it's a little bit different how it works, and you don't know what to expect. And it's one time here. If you bring assets and stake them somewhere, specifically the proof of stake assets of the L1 chains like Luna or Solana, and then you get that yield. And exactly, right, those assets are put into Anchor right now, just two, it's Luna and Ethereum, but pretty soon there will be Atom and AVAX, right? They already announced it. AVAX will also be used. And then you see kind of more and more assets are enabled in Anchor so that more yield is generated by the protocol. And that's what paying out the 20%.
Correct. And, you know, that's a really exciting product in itself, right? So going back, when you think about like the theme of Terra, right, and Luna, just so we're clear to those who are unfamiliar, we're kind of talking about the same thing here. Terra is the blockchain. And Luna is actually what the like underlying token is called, or you know, layer one asset is called. So for those who are extremely new to this, you know, that is what we're trying to communicate here. But you know, with that being said, right, Anchor Protocol is amazing for this entire ecosystem because it increases the number one KPI that they have, right? Which is all about stable coins under management, stable coins in circulation, because that burns more Luna and thus increases the par value. And I think that's something I really want to just stress again, right? So thinking about that, what that value is for the ecosystem, how Outlet is going to come in and allow users to seamlessly offboard this cash and make it more so a part of their life than ever. Instead of just an investing app, Outlet plans to make this entire ecosystem a bank account. And, you know, I'm curious, what do you currently, you know, earn yield on? What are you excited about pure DeFi app-wise? In the Terra ecosystem.
Good that you said Terra ecosystem. If not, this would have been a very long spaces in terms of what's happening there. I mean, right now, the Terra DeFi space itself is still very young, right? So I think Anchor Protocol is now a year old. Mirror Protocol is now, I think, 13 months old. And then it has been a few months when there were no new apps launched. But then we had now the upgrade of the Terra blockchain. I think it was in October to Columbus 5. So that changes a little bit the infrastructure, made it way quicker, more speed. And now we have a ton of new apps that just launched in the last weeks or are about to launch, right? So we had last year a big and important players, and I'm for sure forgetting here a few, and we can go into details of a few of them. But Apollo DAO and Nexus Protocol launched last year. So Nexus Protocol is, for example, managing the assets that are on the borrow side, so the collateral side for Anchor Protocol. We have one of the top 10 DEXs right now in DeFi as a whole, which is Astroport, launched end of last year. We will have the first true money market, right? So classic money market soon on Terra blockchain, which is Mars Protocol. It's right now in the launching phase. Edge Protocol is another money market, is right now in the beta. We have Prism Protocol. Don't know if you heard about them. That's really getting into the weeds of how crazy DeFi is. So Prism, for example, it takes yield-bearing assets, like we just said, Luna, and then it breaks it down into the yield part and the principal part. And the cool thing is you can basically trade those two parts immediately as tokens. So only the yield part gets an own price. And that's so interesting to see how the markets, right? The market is truth in terms of prices handling this. Then we have soon Levana Live, which is a leverage token. So then you will have 2x Luna, 3x Luna as an own token that you can hold. And soon Kinetic, maybe you know Alchemix on Ethereum, so self-repaying loans with the power of Anchor, which you guys are also using. So sorry for that little of the monologue, but you see there is so much happening right now, and I'm for sure not mentioning enough of the other protocols that are also doing an amazing work. So there is a lot right now moving in on Terra.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's so many that I'm excited for, even a couple that you didn't name, right? Like you mentioned. And I don't even think we have enough time and space to even talk about all the different exciting ones. But, you know, I guess what that hint is really is the Outlet app will be able to connect to any of these through something that's called Wallet Connect. Because Outlet is, at the end of the day, just a non-custodial wallet once we are making the switch. So that's kind of why I asked that question. And for those, I'm also curious, like, maybe we can get a nice definition from you. What exactly is a protocol?
Well, I think if you would ask me from a technical perspective, right, a protocol is just in the backend using smart contracts to execute certain actions that it's programmed by a DAF, but then later on decentralized over the governance token. So let's say, for example, there is the centralized exchanges that we know, usually like the big ones. What is it? For the US, it's Kraken, I guess, Coinbase. Those are centralized exchanges. But then we have on the other side here in DeFi, decentralized exchanges, right? So those are protocols where we have smart contracts that are coded and do exactly whatever that should be. For a decentralized exchange, it's a swap, right? So you bring your tokens and then the protocol itself handles it. So there is no intermediate anymore, no third party involved besides the protocol, so the smart contract itself. So I think that's hopefully the easiest explanation, I guess. You often hear also stuff like dApps. It's nothing else than just a short term for decentralized apps. So let's say Web 2.0, so all the, let's say, old software stuff now in the internet is a normal app, an application, and now you see dApps, so decentralized application, which can also then be called protocol.
Right. I think that was absolutely a fair assessment of that. Another good, you know, if it's a DApp, DApp, you need to connect a wallet to it to work. Otherwise, it is not a true DApp or DApp as well. That's another fair, maybe fair rule of thumb, depending on how you
Ask. You know, I like the point that you're saying because it brings me. So when I talk now, so here in Germany, I'll tell you, DeFi and crypto is truly not known at all and still has also a very negative connotation, which I'm trying to fight against. That's why my content is usually just about explaining how all those dApps and protocol works. And often I tell people, you know, the difference is if you are also on Twitter, let's be honest, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, you don't own the data, right? In the end, tomorrow, Facebook could say, bye-bye, we delete your account, that's it. You don't have the custody of your data. But that's not very important also for your solution, right? Now with Web 3.0, it changes the game. You own the data, and only if you basically provide it to a provider, which is a DApp, a third party, you need to connect it, and then you interact and see the data online, which I think is also showing it, right? So you need to put it into the app to really make it work. And that's at least what I have seen with friends and family, that it make like, okay, now I get it. What is the change here, right? So the custody also of the data, or for us now here, more important, the money.
Right, completely. More importantly, the money. For those of you guys who are, you know, current outlet users who really only are interested in the single account. However, you know, I think a lot of you guys will enjoy connecting directly to these Terra dApps yourself. Right? There's a ton of different benefits, as we were talking about, a ton of different money Legos, so to speak, out there. And this is a young, emerging ecosystem. But something that, you know, we didn't really talk about here that is really relevant to what's going on in the Terra ecosystem is the recent, I hope I'm using the right language here, but the reserve pool replenish of Anchor Protocol. And this essentially, maybe you can explain that a bit, and we can kind of just, you know, chat a little bit about that, and then we'll get into more of an AMA. But I think this is generally a good thing for all outlet users.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I was right now directly going on Anchor Protocol. Everybody can do that, right? app.anchorprotocol.com and check right now the yield reserve. So it's sitting at almost $490 million.
Amazing.
What we talked earlier, right, when you asked me in terms of how does Anchor Protocol work. So the protocol tries to create revenue out of the collateral, so the borrow side, and also the interest on what if people are taking out a borrow in UST. And if that's not enough together to create 20% for the earn side, right, because there are either too many people on the earn side or the protocol is not creating too much revenue, maybe it's missing collateral, then it takes the yield reserve to still be able to pay out those between 19.5 or 20.5% yield. And right now, that was, or it was the case in the last weeks, because, I mean, the market went down, we all know that, pretty heavily. Unfortunately for everybody, but that's just the volatility of crypto. And to basically prevent this volatility to hit the earn side, there is this yield reserve. So in a perfect world, the yield reserve would be filled up in terms of a bull market, which happened last year partly, and in terms of a bear market, it can use it, right? So, but Anchor Protocol, maybe also because of your great work, right, as outlet finance, is growing like hell right now on the earn side. Everybody wants to get 20%, even more when it's now getting bearish right now. And people are basically selling their assets and going into stablecoins to search for security. And security plus 20% sounds pretty good, I guess. So that's why the yield reserve was going down pretty strongly within Anchor Protocol in the last weeks. And Terraform Labs decided, you know, Anchor Protocol is core to the whole ecosystem. We want to keep the 20% up there. It's a promise to also onboard new people. To be honest, Anchor Protocol is there to get new people interested into this ecosystem and into UST. So it was replenished by the Luna Foundation Guard, which is the new foundation created basically by Terraform Labs, because Terraform Labs is a company in Korea and they want to also decentralize themselves. That's why they created this Luna Foundation Guard. I'm not kidding. It's LFG. That's what they name it. And yeah, they have basically got a bootstrap from Terraform Labs of 50 million Luna, which at the time I think was $4 billion. And they used part of this to replenish this yield reserve to say, hey, we still believe in Anchor Protocol. We won't keep the 20% up. And at current planning, at least if not we hit a bull market, which I think Luna is right now again going up, this yield reserve will hold up for the 20% at least another year, which I think is a great expectation, right? And promise.
Absolutely. So, you know, thinking about that and all of the opportunity that the Terra Luna ecosystem really has to offer is something that we're super excited about. And we want to introduce thousands of people the moment we launch on it, and millions shortly after, and be a really core project ourselves. So with that, you know, I would love to kind of kick this into a little bit of the AMA style of this, you know, weekly event that we do. I see a couple people have requested to speak, so I'm going to allow them to do so. Does you know, during this time as well, if anyone has questions, please request to speak as well. So Jay Brown, I'm going to invite you to speak. So come on board. I'm also inviting Horace as well.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Sure can, Jay Brown.
Hey, good morning, folks, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you guys are at. Just real quick. So I know we're talking back and forth about the Anchor protocol here. So I'm already, you know, using Anchor Earn. I have my Terra wallet set up. Will I be able to transfer money back and forth between my Terra wallet and Outlet Finance?
You will. You will be able to upload or import this wallet directly. And essentially, eventually, you'll be able to bank with us as well. The point of opening up a bank account with us is to avoid ACH times entirely. So you'll be able to go in and out of cash to UST as if it was just UST itself or cash itself.
Hold on, make sure. There's still a lag from getting the money from our regular bank accounts to Outlet, though, correct?
Yes, there is. Yes, that is ACH on anything, right? We do speed it up for you to get to us, but to take it off, we can't even speed it up, essentially. So you're going to be stuck with a 5-day ACH business days minimum, I think. Or not minimum, but you know, that's what you'll be stuck with.
Yeah, but going coming out once the credit card's there, that's not an issue. That's instant.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's what most people prefer. Let's see. So, you know, we talk about, you know, onboarding a lot of, quote, normal people, right? Which is good and bad at the same time, because that right now puts more strain on the Anchor Earn yield. I know Anchor, you know, and Terra team, like you said, is doing a lot of stuff to try to fix that. Is there anything you guys plan on doing in the future that will be able to help that yield? As in basically trying to find ways to onboard, quote, normal people to the borrowing portion of Anchor?
Yeah, that is entirely possible. At some point, we probably will open up a borrow feature within the app. However, users can also connect directly to Anchor Protocol themselves and enjoy every single feature with it.
Yeah,
so at the end of
it's the learning part of it, right? Because what you guys are doing is making it easy for folks to get into Anchor Earn. Right, onboarding the new folks to crypto here. I'm just wondering if you guys are, you know, planning in the future to do something similar for the lending portion of it, making it basically dumb it down, if you will, for, you know, new folks.
Yeah, if our users want that, of course we will.
All right, cool. And then lastly, this definitely helps, I think, and you can correct me here, or at least give me some reasons why this helps the peg for UST.
You know, I'm not going to state exactly why or why it does not. The goal of this is to print more UST. What's that?
No, I'm saying that it does.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to get too into the weeds for everyone, but yeah, definitely the goal is to print more UST and help the community generally, right? A lot of people in this community are just, you know, they're here and everybody loves it. Like, you know, we're all here because we honestly enjoy this ecosystem, technology, and all the benefits that it has. But there's definitely an accessibility problem, right? Yes. Between TradFi and Terra specifically, like natively. Mm-hmm. And we're here to fix that and kind of blur the lines between the two. So we're all about printing more UST, giving more and more on and off ramps, as they're kind of called. But in reality, we just see it as utility and allowing people to connect these wallets to TradFi accounts and, you know, vice versa. So,
and you might have answered this one before. Insurance for like depegging and actual, you know, contract hack.
Sure thing. So we are going to be working with a protocol on this. This protocol is yet to come out. It will actually be released, I believe, today. This protocol is called Phase. Phase is essentially the equivalent to FDIC level insurance on a vault that just matches an Anchor balance. So it is going to be a high yield Anchor reserve with some protocol-owned liquidity to back this vault of stablecoins. It is a unique and new type of insurance.
Is that PHASE or FASE or something like that?
It's not out. You're not going to find it at all. It is called PH. You'll see something on the outlet Twitter later today, but it's called PHASE.money.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's alpha, sir. What are you dropping here? I was saying, what the heck? This is new to me. This is big stuff. Looking forward
to it. He was waiting for this question. That's what it was.
maybe not waiting for it, but it's the first question that everyone has, right, when using a product like Outlet. And, it needs to be addressed. So FaZe is a team that we're working really closely with. It is a project that really spawned out of Outlet itself. And we're super excited about it. It's going to be a protocol that, again, is just really about investor and consumer protection across new emerging decentralized economies. So this is a new type of money Lego that you can really bring to any type of DeFi community. We're starting with Terra specifically, I mean, for a ton of reasons, right? We think it's the best, obviously has the most TVL, but mainly, there's a rapid community around what we're trying to do, which is print 100 billion UST, quite frankly, in the year of 2022. And that sounds absurd right now, but I think with the right utility partners and protocols and unique abilities that, you know, Terra is kind of bring to the world, right, as a community, it's going to happen. And I want Outlet and FaZe to be a core piece of this, because I think there's no better product that's really designed to be an actual bank account replacement. That's all we're trying to do.
I don't think my bank's going to let me keep in only $2 in their account.
That's what I do, dude. Actually, I keep very little in a TradFi account, like as least as I can. It's going to be a product that I really want to use personally as well and run my entire lives through stablecoins. So it's about giving power to DeFi users and making more people DeFi users, even if they know it or not at this point for us.
All right. Sounds cool. Thanks again, man. You guys, good luck.
Thank you so much, Jay Brown. Cool. Horace, you're up. Would love to answer your question. While we're waiting on Horace, I'll let a couple more people up as well who requested.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, I had to unmute my mic. So my understanding, you're cloning Terra Station, correct, as the non-custodial wallet to be used. I'm wondering, are we going to be able to hold our own keys as well as, I know right now I'm using my ledger with Terra Station. I'm wondering if that is going to be a possibility as well to approve and disapprove, transactions, withdrawals, things like that.
Yeah, that's a terrific question, actually, right? So I think there's two questions in that. I'm going to answer them both. So yes, we are forking Terra Station and putting it into the app. What does that mean? That means the entire Outlet app will be a non-custodial wallet. You can manage your own keys, or we will in the future use a solution like Taurus. If you guys are familiar, you can, I think their website is tor.us. Maybe not actually, but it's a simple way to kind of manage keys for people like, you know, us on the call and an application. So essentially, you can connect to any Terra app or whatever you want to do, right? While enjoying the simplicity of like the single balance in the Outlet account. And you can also view your whole wallet within Outlet as well. We're going to leak some dashboard screenshots, I think, next week. There's literally too much alpha to leak in 1 week. It's insane. But what we're going to do in the meantime is say this. I do not know at this moment if we will allow Terra Station on mobile to work with Ledger. I do not think that it works like that. And it would be really complicated. So with that, keep that in mind. We're mobile first, which is a bit of a difference compared to like a Ledger product, which kind of needs to be plugged into your PC for it to fully work. So it's difficult.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought Ledger X might be able to interact with phones. I was doing a little research on that and wasn't definitive, but okay. Yeah, that's totally understandable.
What I'll say though is, you know, you can easily just open up a wallet with us or import another one and use that, you know, wallet and move funds that way. If you want like more of a spending account, quote unquote, you know, something more attached to your hip, if you will, as compared to, you know, the Ledger, if you want to spend it on a card, et cetera, might be a bit easier.
Gotcha. All right. If that answers my question, thanks.
No, thank you so much. Cool. I invited a couple other speakers on. If anyone wants to unmute and just jump right in, feel free.
Hey guys, how's everybody? Question for you, Patrick. So is there anything from a regulatory perspective as you as a company, like let's say, for example, you offered the ability to sort of like enter and exit a DeFi protocol, like in a composable way, but it's showing up on your app, right? So your app, you are showing that like some vault of some kind, you know, produces, let's say 30% yield or something like that, like a volatility, you know, ARB vault, you know, like sort of like some of the stuff I'm working with some people building in the background. So like, let's say, you know, your money, your UST can basically inject it into some sort of vault. Like, I think the problem comes in is like, what kind of promises can a central company make in terms of yield without being like registered with, let's say, the SEC or something like that? So that's where I think the tricky part comes in with bringing DeFi in to the app itself. And maybe you've used like you've seen what xDeFi is doing, which is sort of like a wallet that is going to eventually bring some of those composables into the interface. But like, do you see the interface actually using those things? And why that's like more relevant in a broader context is, let's say the anchor yield is not sustainable, but like other methods are sustainable. You theoretically want to be able to offer other yield-bearing products in a sense on your app, right? But is that going to be feasible or not is my question.
Yeah, sure thing. So to answer this question, that is why I keep repeating that we are going to be a non-custodial wallet on top of Terra. So you will be in charge. Outlet is not moving your funds, touching it, or doing anything whatsoever. It is you. It will be a tailored experience around.
So that is like that true? Is that true, by the way, also of the anchor yield? So like bring your into Outlet and you connect to anchor if you feel like it, or is it like, is it automatically earning you AUST when your money is sitting in your wallet?
You will have to essentially deposit your money into anchor. This will be a button within the Outlet app that just calls their smart contracts. That's it.
Okay, so you're making it like easier in that way. So I guess that sort of answers my secondary question, is that like if new vaults and things appear that look really, really solid to you guys, then in theory you could have a button for those possible things too without
making it. Yeah, completely. Yeah, completely. Like the promise, it will no longer be made. The promise is the actual, like when I think what we're talking about right here, right? The promise, quote unquote, is really the rate, right? And
exactly,
the promise, this rate, is essentially going to be the actual rate involved in Anchor. So we're not promising any rate. It is what it is. And that is getting paid out each block, right? Which is different than the centralized company that we are today. And currently, right, to answer on licensing, Outlet does not touch users' funds. We use MSBs and lend money using those MSBs to OTC desks and prime brokerages who are looking for funds. And that is how we currently operate. So that is how that essentially works. But, you know, just dive in slightly deeper here. There will be an extremely simple process to move money in and out of the Anchor smart contracts through the Outlet app, right? As things progress, and there are, you know, let's say different things happening in the Terra ecosystem, those buttons might switch to a different contract. However, we're not too tempted or eager to move from Anchor.
So question here. So being that you guys are basically allowing us to, you know, press a button going into AUST and back and forth, will you guys be providing some type of tax documentation at the end of the year or monthly statement, something along those lines for tax purposes?
That's another great question. At this point, you know, we're not accountants, but we do issue tax documents in the current version of the app. We're going to have to figure things out when we are more of a non-custodial wallet on what that kind of looks like issuing that to our customers. But that'll be something new that happens in 2022, which thus far hasn't been reported. And I don't think it'll be an issue at all.
I mean, it should be relatively easy. I mean, the tax triggered is whenever you basically convert from AUSD back to USD. Going from USD to AUSD, and again, I'm just speaking frankly here, don't quote me, I'm not a tax advisor either, and this is for US laws here, is when you go to AUSD, it's basically locked in, but it doesn't trigger a taxable event until you convert it back out to USD from AUSD.
Yeah, that is correct. And I think ultimately, like if we're using our own custodial wallet, we would do our taxes the same way right now that we would with our TerraStation wallet. And then maybe if Outlet comes up with something at some point in the future that helps like automate that with some tax company or whatever, then they could probably offer that, huh?
Like TurboTax or something. Yep. Sounds good. And then one last thing here, fees. I haven't heard anything about any type of fees. What type of fees do you guys charge for the service? How does that work?
Sure thing. So right now there is a spread between the interest in the app and, you know, what we actually make. That is currently how we make money. This is changing, right? We are giving all yield to users directly through Anchor. So there's a couple ways we are planning on making money. This is a really big pivot for us. We are introducing ways to purchase crypto into the app, starting with Luna itself. And we have our debit card as well. And we are also exploring different fees for swapping different currencies within the app as well.
So I guess the biggest thing is the fees on the debit card.
It's free, totally free, man.
So no free and debit card. Okay, awesome. And is there any prerequisite to be able to get the credit, the debit cards come in here for this March early launch?
None really, just have an account, obviously. Some people
will automatically, or you have to sign up for it?
Well, you have to sign up for the account, right? And then you'll have to opt into the account, like the car, right? You have to.
No, we have the. I have the account already. What I'm saying is that do I have to do anything else to get issued a debit card?
Yes. You're going to have to basically say there's going to be a prompt that says like, "Do you want this?" Right? Yes or no, and you can go ahead and walk through it, and then you can even you'll open up to the screens that we've kind of posted on Twitter.
All right, copy all. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool. All right. So I'm going to allow a couple more people up, and then I think we're going to head out here as we kind of wrap things up. So I invited three more people on here to speak. Lo-Fi Boy, Frank Choi, and Tim here.
And one quick one I think is good for international community here is, so let's say I'm in the U.S. and I get this debit card and I go to another country. Will I be charged, like, what do you call it, international fees or whatever for using that card?
No, you will not.
Awesome. Yeah, this thing has so much use. Thank you.
Thank you. So if someone else would like to ask
a question. Hey, Pat.
Yeah. You go for it first. I'll ask later. Or not. He's muted himself. I'll just ask now. Sorry. Yeah. I was wondering about some of the mechanics of it, because I presume when you pay for something, you they don't accept UST at a supermarket or whatever. And I was wondering, how does that work? Do you exchange the UST on some platform for US dollars and then that goes over to the shop? Or, I mean, how, what are the mechanics of it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously, you know, UST is not, like, UST itself is not a widely adopted currency at merchants, right? Really anywhere. And in reality, the dollar is, right? The stable coin that it is pegged to within that Terra asset is, and that is what these merchants use, the for fiat currencies version of the Terra version. So this value is pegged one-to-one. And in reality, all you have to do is swap them in the back end, and the merchant will accept that fiat currency. So there is two separate accounts that you have within the app. You'll have your wallet and the kind of this earn account, and you'll also have this spending account. So whenever you want to use your card, just load it up and you can spend it instantaneously and totally offboard it. So it'll feel really smooth, but if you do not have any balance in this account, your card will deny because it's reading as it has nothing in it. So hopefully that makes a little sense, but it'll be really seamless and feel like nothing in the outlet app itself.
Okay, thanks. So basically, you just, when you want to spend money, you've got to transfer to your spending account from your savings account on Outlet, but it's seamless, as you say.
Yes. So if you're using the non-custodial wallet, you can't go from non-custodial, right? If you're in the 20% account, you're going to have to move some money over. But if you're on the centralized version, you can do it actually like right off the card. You don't have to do anything at all.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, Pat, this is Frank. Hey, thanks for all these. I'm learning a lot just listening to these Twitter spaces. I want to go back to understanding how Outlet currently works as today, the 9% yield. I think it fluctuated to 6% a while back and then back to 9%. And I think you touched on it a little bit earlier, but it was just, even I heard like on your YouTube channel, you try to explain it in terms of loans. How is it different from what we're doing now or what you're planning to do with Terra with the staking and the stable coins? Can you just go a little bit deeper on
how it works? No, I absolutely can. Yes. That's a great question. So kind of the difference here, right? If you remember the explanation earlier in the call of Anchor has a massive difference in essence, right? All of this lending is very similar between CeFi, like decentralized lending, and decentralized lending. It is pretty darn similar. You're taking typically an over-collateralized loan and you're taking it and the layer one asset or token, and you're giving them cash, right? So that's what Outlet does sort of today in a nutshell, right? Like just being really quick and brief about it. The difference between Anchor and what's going on there versus Outlet today is a couple things, right? And to explain them, I'm going to break it down into a couple points. One, it is decentralized and non-custodial. This means Outlet, any type of software provider in between, no one in the world can have access to your funds in a non-custodial wallet unless you essentially give them your keys, right? That is a big difference. We are not the bank. You are. We are a platform that allows you to be your own bank with this switch. And that is a huge shift, in comparison to like traditional financial apps, et cetera. And Anchor Protocol is a huge innovation in these lending markets. They, like we explained earlier, right? This underlying asset that we're taking in for the loan is already earning interest, okay? So when I, for example, take in an asset like B Luna, which is spitting out what's it spitting out right now, guys? 8% right now, 9.5%, I think, something like that, like something in between there. So right now we're earning 8.5-9% on B Luna, right? So even if they took out a loan and we said, here's 0% interest, we just made 8-9%, right? But there's also a cost of doing business because this is a lending market. So, now you have this 8-9% a year asset that's spitting off a dividend essentially. But there's also, you know, an added rate just to do business because there is in all of these lending markets. And that's why the rate is so much higher on Anchor Protocol. Like, hopefully, like, in essence, you know, really high level, that answers a lot of that thought for you. But basically, the big difference is the collateral is also earning interest. And it's a protocol, right? So you can see all of the money, every transaction interacting with Anchor Protocol right in front of your eyes. And you can verify what that quote unquote institution or protocol quote unquote is saying, right? So it's better. We believe in the long term, short term, like this is what the future of finance is these decentralized protocols where everyone can see where their exact dollar is going. Whereas, you know, centralized apps today are essentially a black box. You know, that's like one of the really big improvements here.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for answering that.
No, thank you. That was a great question. And I hope as well, right, people who do have questions, ask them, even if they're the most basic or repetitive things. I think there's a lot of people here who are extremely advanced Terra users and are also extremely new to crypto, you know, as a whole. So there's two polar opposites here. But there's a good balance in between where we can all learn from each other. So I'm going to let one more round of guest speaker. If someone else has a question, I think Tim, you were on here. Yeah. Please ask a question.
Well, first of all, I just want to say a quick thanks to Danku and Sefi for turning us on to Outlet. Appreciate you guys. Second of all, I just wanted to get a little bit of background, maybe quick, on the leadership team of Outlet and where you are with onboarding like new team members to be able to, you know, provide customer service and stuff like that.
Yeah, that is a great question. So I'll go you know, really high level on our leadership team. I am the founder and CTO, one of the co-founders, I should definitely say. I'm sorry, CEO, geez. I'm the founder and CEO of Outlet. Background on myself, I am a deep, deep crypto person. I've been involved in crypto and building companies and different projects since 2017, quite frankly. I got really excited during that boom. I've started a couple different startups. Nothing too notable or namely, but quite frankly, at this point, Outlet is a team of 8 people. We're doing, you know, close to like, or actually over 7 figures in revenue. We are growing very fast. Leadership team is myself and a person called Chris Gonzalez. Chris is our CTO. He was a big part in building the Gemini mobile app, which is, you know, the Gemini exchange, very capable of building what it is we're talking about doing here. And we are hiring very rapidly. We are bringing on another customer service rep with us to, you know, address kind of the changes and all the issues we're having as a quick growing company to, you know, close out tickets for everyone. So if you are facing some type of customer issue, please feel free to reach out. We try to get back to everyone within the same day. But definitely lately there has been some issues with our current back end on and off ramp, as well as some of these tickets taking a little bit longer than usual. So we apologize about that, but we are addressing this issue and are actually bringing on some new people, I think next week. So
great. Thank you. A couple more questions real quick.
For sure.
You've answered a ton of questions already. Nice job. With regard to the whole UST to USD swaps, so when you're going to make a payment with your card, is there going to be a charge for that?
Yeah, so right now, no, right? That is really important and a great question. There is no charge for that. Where we do make money and is entirely free for you as the user is when the card actually swipes, right? So it's called interchange. You guys can feel free to take a look at this. Anytime you're using a debit card, that debit card makes money. And they get around, like, you know, sometimes around 1% of the whole transaction. So that's kind of the business model there. So we actually want you to offboard your money totally for free through that credit, that debit card, and everybody wins then.
Gotcha.
So it's a pretty seamless transaction and all that. So we're planning on making that entirely free, especially if you're using the card.
Great. And I think I probably speak for everyone with this one word question, which is when. I'll broaden it a little bit. Just a couple things. Cards, like the app doesn't allow you to do cards yet. I'm for ready sure. to give you my account numbers for my payroll deduction tomorrow, but I don't see that yet. And then when can we get, you know, deposit onto US to the Anchor protocol?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm so excited as well. trust me,
Wait, is it just me? I can't hear anybody.
No, I think we lost Pat.
Pat, we lost you.
Too much excitement. Too much alpha. Immediately out. We know that. That happens. No, and thank you for your nice words earlier.
Oh, also, yeah, man. Appreciate you guys are doing some great stuff for us. We're really lucky to have you. Germany doesn't know what they have.
No, I don't say that. I think we are all in here together, which is a great pleasure always to exchange about this stuff. And it's cool, right? And it's cool to hear excitement about all this stuff, because in the end, I think there needs to be no difference between traditional finance and decentralized finance. It's just, it should be for the end user as easy as possible. And that's why I'm a big fan of Outlet and what they're doing, right? I can give you an example here in Germany, right? Binance should not be used in Germany anymore, but if you have been already a Binance user, you can still access everything. So I have my Binance debit card. So I need to transfer UST to Binance, then I need to swap it to BUSD, then I need to deposit it on my debit card, and then I can use it. And I do that because I want to be crypto native as much as possible, but it's a pain. So I need my Terra native debit or credit card, whatever that might be, right? That would be such a big step forward. So it's cool to see those people build it.
Absolutely. And I think you were on the Lunar Terra Spaces this morning for the film, and Doe was just talking about the importance of, you know, keeping it simple, keeping DeFi simple. And that's what I think Outlet's going to help bring, because I want to get my mom on this. I want to get you know, my family going on you know, being able to just put money on Anchor. But right now, like, thinking about getting them hooked up on you know, a Terra Station wallet, and, you know, from a distance, all that kind of stuff is going to take time. Whereas if I just say download Outlet, then, you know, they can just put their money right on and go. And one button, you know, deposit to Anchor. I mean, how easy is that? So yeah, I think this is going to be huge. You can't come fast enough.
I agree with you. I mean, that was one of the reasons. I think a lot of people in the Terra community themselves said they onboarded in 2021 because the user experience on Terra apps is already very good in comparison to other ecosystem. But I agree with you. I think the other big problem, which right now is getting solved also by Outlet and others, is, but then it has a different wallet that then also is such a different experience, right, to other ecosystems, which then makes it again complicated. So yeah, it has to be that. I mean, I have onboarded my mother myself, right? So I exactly know what you mean, right? And then if there is something, she said, well, you know, next time when you come by, we'll do it. You know, it's like, it's not that. And then also it's this kind of respect, right? In terms of, ooh, usually I never did nothing with stocks, trading. This is for sure super complicated. So no. But right, that barrier, I agree with you, will be gone if there are applications, apps that feel like super easy, like PayPal. And all this kind of stuff, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It looks like we got Pat back.
Yes, I am so sorry about that. I DC'd at the worst time, about to answer one of the most important questions. I actually enjoyed
it. We were able to keep it going.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I thought that was great, actually. And I really appreciate that. So awesome. So apologize. All right. To answer the question, it was generally right when TM. you know, I'm super excited about this. Outlet cards are coming out the first week in March, probably closer to the end of the week. I don't have an exact date. However, this is going to be the first of all of these features that are going to be rolling out. So what's going to happen is our partner, Prime Trust, you know, is essentially doing and performing all of the necessary KYC to allow us to do this. We are in the last phases of doing so and are going to be launching all of the features that we're really excited about, right? This wallet, et cetera, these crypto purchases, everything that you can kind of imagine that would give you this 20% yield directly on Anchor and everything in between is going to be coming out in March. And this is going to be a really big month for us, March generally. We're going to be shipping all these different features from, you know, debit cards, wallets, et cetera. Sorry, getting back into the swing of the event. But thank you so much, Tim, for that question. And
my pleasure.
And I'm going to
thank you.
No, thank you so much. So what I'm going to do here is invite another round of people on up to ask some questions. So go ahead, Steve, where I'm also asking T and Bruno as well. You guys can feel free to ask myself anything that you would like to know about Outlet or you know, anything relevant, really. I'm also going to allow Brian as well. And this will be the last person that we invite on, as it is getting a little bit over that hour mark, and I definitely want to be sensitive to everyone's time. So,
hey, Pat, this is Bruno. Thanks for letting me sign on to be a speaker.
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, so a lot of great questions. I just want to steer maybe a 45 degree on a feature request related question. Are there plans for Outlet to allow, in addition to individual accounts, business accounts? And before you answer, I just want to motivate that a little bit, because if there's no plans, I would like that to be a request. I think after COVID, a lot of us, you know, kept our jobs and even, like, you know, worked on multiplying streams of income. Personally, I did that. I started a side gig. And I, you know, actually made an S corporation out of it. So I have multiple sort of income streams and also like bank accounts. So I would like to park that business reserve money in Outlet, but I guess I could transfer, but I just choose not to because I like to have my money separated. But it would be such a nice feature. I actually used to use BlockFi, and I'm glad I don't anymore now. But because of what we know what happened. But yeah, it would be so nice for me to be able to like allocate my business money in Outlet.
Yeah, you know, to comment on that feature request, this is such a common feature request. And I'm so glad you asked it. Because actually now with this new partner, Prime Trust, we will be able to do KYC on businesses. So anyone who would like to in the future, you know, potentially use Outlet, not just as their personal self, but some type of business entity, we will eventually roll this out if enough people really want it. But this is going to be obviously a little bit after 20% and a couple other features come out, you know, bank accounts, et cetera, for all of us to kind of enjoy that instantaneous UST to USD. That was a great feature request, though, Bruno, and I appreciate you asking and bringing that up.
Yeah, no, and I can only imagine like more and more people are like, you know, getting serious. You know, let's name them, right? A lot of people using Airbnb hosting or Tura hosting or whatever, Psychic or gig economy. Actually, in addition to dividing the money into different accounts, it's just easier for tax.
I was just going to say that, right. A lot of people are doing the tax, these incorporations the tax for advantage. Tax purposes.
Correct. Yeah, so I stopped using my Sidekick as, I forget what it's called, but it was like an extension of my W-2. But I was advised to you can save so much money. There's a bigger tax advantage. So I created the S-Corp. So I have business accounts, savings and checking accounts, including a few crypto accounts that allow business, but I would much rather use Outlet. But are you able to comment on timeline? I know it's hard to commit, but.
Yeah, no, I this is a great point, right? It really depends a little bit on our infrastructure provider here, because if it's the same flow, and I'm kind of doubting it is, depending on what type of formation it is legally, we might be able to introduce it as simple as instead of a social security, just link up a I think it's called an EIN number.
Yeah,
but I'm not so sure. This is something we would have to get more acquainted with on their behalf. But it sounds like something that's totally possible. But I don't want to make any promises as to when that could be done. I will say that we're going to be fully integrated with Prime Trust closer to the end of March. So I feel like at that point, we should definitely revisit the conversation. If enough people want it, we can go out of our way to try to figure something out in the onboarding process to allow that extra step for businesses, for sure.
Yeah, that would be great. And I'll be on the lookout on the Discord, especially if you need beta testers. I'll be happy to.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, we probably will. That sounds awesome, Bruno, and I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Cool. So we allowed a couple other people, on board would love for some other questions, and then we're gonna end this week's event.
Hey, can you hear me?
Sure can, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I think you answered my question at the very last sentence whenever you said that you guys are going to fully integrate with Prime Trust at the end of March, but I'm not sure. So I live in Hawaii, and I see that it's not available here yet. But as far as Cato, I think it's Cato.money, their new on-ramping. I noticed that I was able to on-ramp from, I guess, my Hawaii address whenever I put it in. And I saw that they're integrated with Prime Trust as well. So I'm just curious, is it Prime Trust that's going to help you guys get access to more states or?
Yeah, totally, actually, yes. So if Cato is available in Hawaii, off the top of my head, we should be able to as well. I'd have to double check on that, but there are going to be some states we're opening up in, we're really excited about it. Off the top of my head, I'm not so sure if Hawaii is one of them. I don't want to make any type of promise, but it sounds very, very, very likely if Cato allows it as well. So that's exciting.
It's super, super exciting. I was stoked whenever I could go straight from my bank to my Terra Station wallet. I was just stoked back here on 100. But that was my question.
Awesome, man. Cool. I think we have one more as well. And then
can you hear
Steve.
Me?
Sure can. Hey, sure can.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Awesome. So my question is, are you guys thinking of putting an on-ramp for UST? So in a sense, I want to spend some of my UST in my debit card. I could just send it to a wallet on Outlet and, use the UST directly.
Yeah, man, you can use UST. It's basically directly. I'm not so sure what you mean by directly necessarily, but you can offload your UST directly on a card and spend it that way.
How can you offload it? So when I go to Outlet and I say deposit, it just brings my bank account that I can deposit from my bank account to Outlet.
Yeah, so we are launching a different version of the app that will have a non-custodial wallet that will allow you to move some UST around and offboard it directly onto a card.
Well, that's awesome. That's great, man. Thank you. And what is the timeline for that?
Cards coming out next week. End of next week.
That's great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No. Thank you so much for attending. So with that, everyone, that'll be our last question here as it's coming up on time. I just want to wrap this up by saying thank you so much for everyone who attended. It is such a pleasure being able to explain Outlet and be a part of this community. For those of you guys who are not in our Discord, this is a plug here. Please join, check it out, because I'm going to leave a link. We're giving out t-shirts to anyone who is in this event, as well as just generally in the Discord server with us. There's about 4,000 people right now. For those of you lunatics, we got 40,000 people about to come on board to Terra and the whole ecosystem. I'm super excited about it. I think generally, right, we can kind of move this discussion over to Discord and have a more of a private conversation. Look out for the link to get the shirt. And once again, everyone, just have a great weekend. I appreciate you all so much. Thanks for coming. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Outlet Finance Weekly Community Call recorded on Friday, February 25th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. I'm running out the gate, rapping, step up to the plate. Represent the base when I'm rapping out my fate. Used to play ball, now I'm sitting on the bench like a mitt. Like to play dumb, so you can't tell me shit. Never gonna get me like a raise in your 50s. And if we go drifting, you better whip it swiftly. I'm on empty, feeling peppy enough to do a fucking barrel roll. Running out of air like this planet isn't terraformed. Looking terrible, like you need a breath. Getting cancer from these wearables, feeling kinda blessed. Tracking everywhere we go, error bars low. Here we are, so I guess we put the terror in the art show. I'm not a leader, but I'll lead if you mislead her. All the creature comfort certified up in this teacher. Feeling like a tenure isn't even needed. Taking all that hunger, trying to feed it. Learning how to love life before we get defeated. Yeah. Rhythm. If you think you're coming at me first, you're gonna get it last. Never mind the mass, time's velocity divided by the past. Can't fight the facts, rhyming fast, lighting around. In fact, a little backhand should straighten up these little rats. You better pay attention to the dude that's spitting facts. Everybody likes to rap about how they got no attachment. Straight abandoned in the back of some shitty shack. Learn how to eat from watching dogs fight over trash. If you think I'm crass, brash, being a little ass, I'm feeling a little bashful about bringing the illest back. It's like the virus brought the vilest from the lowest to the highest. And we all got super quiet like the Mayans. And I don't even know where the fuck we go from here. A bunch of long hairs, growing beards, not showing fear. One step forward, taking two steps back. And pray to your mother we don't hit a crack. Eternal Spaces.